I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, July 17th. Repairs are underway to a water main break in Quincy today. Police say the pipe burst underneath C Street near 565C, which is near the Adam Shore branch of the Thomas Crane Public Library, at about 4:30 this morning. Water pressure in the area is being impacted by the break, and there will be some traffic slowdowns around the work zone as repairs by the Quincy Water Department continue. Now, preparations are getting underway for the start of construction on the new Squantum Elementary School. Six modular classrooms were delivered and installed recently that will serve as temporary classrooms while the new school is built. Starting Monday, a portion of Huckins Avenue will be closed daily from 7 a.m. to about 3 p.m. through the middle of August. The road will be reopened each night. Now, the project will involve demolishing a portion of the existing over 100-year-old school. However, the original structure will be saved. Much of the underground infrastructure work has already been completed, and construction on the new school is slated to begin in October. Over 100 disabled veterans enjoyed a day on the water yesterday during the annual Harvey's Saltwater Fishing Club outing in Quincy. Veterans from all over New England were bused to the Quincy Yacht Club, where many volunteers helped them board a flotilla of fishing, lobstering, and recreational boats to enjoy a cruise and fishing along Quincy Bay and Boston Harbor. This year marked the 67th year that the club has sponsored the special thank you to veterans and their families. Many local businesses contribute to the event. The Quincy Salvation Army provides refreshments from their canteen, and the vets are treated to a lunch at the Quincy Yacht Club following the outing. Many off-duty police officers, firefighters, and EMTs volunteer during the event, and the owners of commercial fishing vessels donate their day to the veterans. The Quincy Police Marine Unit provided safety on the water. Veterans and their families from all over Norfolk County recently enjoyed a day of fun in Braintree. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott hosted a free Veterans Appreciation Cookout at their public safety complex in Braintree. The event featured live music, food, games, and special recognition for veterans. Cookout was part of the sheriff's efforts to support veterans in the community, which also includes the House to House for Heroes events, where volunteers deliver information about veteran services directly to veterans' homes. House to House for Heroes events have already been held in Quincy, Braintree, Weymouth, Walpole, and more are scheduled in Canton, Foxborough, and Stoughton. A couple from Randolph have pleaded guilty to running a Ponzi scheme that defrauded dozens of individual investors out of millions of dollars. 33-year-old Millendorf Duperrier and 26-year-old Vanessa Joseph both pleaded guilty to fraud charges. Federal prosecutors say Duperrier acted as an investment advisor, soliciting investments for individuals and then advising them that their funds would be invested in the securities market. Joseph was Duperrier's girlfriend and business partner. Between early 2018 and December of 2022, the couple defrauded dozens of individual investors by falsely representing that Duperrier would use the entirety of their investments to purchase securities. However, instead of investing the funds as promised, the couple used the money to pay prior investors and for personal purchases and expenses, including payments for luxury vehicles and mortgage and credit card debt. The couple is charged with stealing more than $3.2 million from their victims. They face up to 20 years in prison and $250,000 in fines. Summer reading programs, English language classes, online research databases used in public schools across the state, free newspaper archives, e-books, and career prep resources, all on the chopping block as a cut to the federal funding is poised to hit Massachusetts libraries. President Trump is aiming to eliminate the Institute of Museum and Library Services, which provides grants to states, which then distribute those funds to local public libraries, and schools. He issued an executive order in March calling for the elimination of the agency, quote, to the maximum extent consistent with applicable law. And his fiscal 2026 budget proposal has no funding for the agency, except $6 million to cover the agency's closure at the beginning of the fiscal year. Local taxes typically cover the largest portion of local library funding. State direct appropriations and grants and federal grants support a smaller portion of various library programs and services, but still officials said libraries are already feeling the impacts of Trump's cuts. The agency received $3.6 million last fiscal year. Of that, about $2.2 million went to funding databases for students and library patrons. The databases include Encyclopedia Britannica, the Boston Globe Archives, online language learning platforms for residents to learn English, and early literacy programs. Starting July 1st, the state agency was only able to retain 4 of the 34 databases that it had been providing. Governor Healey's proposed layoffs of half of the 340 caseworkers employed by the Department of Mental Health are now off the table, according to the union representing those workers. But in order to prevent the cuts, all Department of Mental Health employees will now be required to work in person 5 days per week. After months of back and forth, during which lawmakers attached amendments to protect the caseworkers from layoffs, the union, SEIU number 509, and the state have reached an agreement that will maintain staffing levels. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 231 points. The NASDAQ rose 52, and the S&P added 19. Asian stocks were also higher. Well, U.S. futures slipped after President Trump rocked Wall Street by saying he had, quote, talked about the concept of firing the head of the Federal Reserve, but was unlikely to do so. The dollar rose, the euro slipped, oil at $66 a barrel. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Heat advisory continues through 7 o'clock tonight, mostly cloudy today, with a high of 90. There could be an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. For tonight, some patchy fog and a low of 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cooler, high of 82. Saturday, sun and clouds, high of 84. Maybe some thunderstorms Sunday, high 83. For the boater, a small craft advisory goes into effect this evening and runs through tomorrow night. Winds south 5 to 10 knots, become southwest 10 to 15, then gusting to 20, and waves about 2 feet. High tide at 5:13 p.m. Sun rose at 5:22, sets at 8:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, July 17th.